From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil, reporting for the first time since a former Russian spy and his daughter were poisoned by a nerve agent in Britain. British Prime Minister is officially pointing the finger at who investigators think is responsible.
Pyongyang's been silent since...
Russian President Vladimir Putin said Monday that Britain must clarify its position on the poisoning before Russia will agree to speak about it. Skripal served in Russia's military intelligence agency, GRU, and was exchanged in a spy swap in 2010 on the runway at Vienna's airport. Now that U.S. President Trump says he's agreed to meet with North Korean leader Kim Jong-un, the U.S. is saying that the reclusive leader is not following up. Due to demands in U.S. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson's schedule, he's now cutting short his trip to Africa by about a day. The top U.S. diplomat is to meet with the Nigerian President Muhammadu Buhari before heading home. While Tillerson was in Africa, President Donald Trump announced he accepted North Korea's invitation for direct talks with its leader, Kim Jong-un, by May. No specific plans, again, have not yet been set. One of the main Syrian rebels, groups in the besieged eastern Ghouta area, says it has reached an agreement with Russia. And the Taliban has captured a western Afghan district near the border with Iran after inflicting heavy casualties on government forces. Insurgents early Monday assaulted Anardara in the province of Farah and partially took control of the district headquarters. Taliban claimed it was in full control of the district near the police headquarters and surrounding areas. This is VOA News. A plane carrying 71 people from Bangladesh swerved erratically and flew dangerously low before crashing and erupting into flames as it landed Monday in Nepal's capital of Kathmandu.
Officials and witnesses said the crash killed at least 50 people. The exact number of dead and injured remained unclear amid the chaos of the crash and the rush of the badly injured people to nearby hospitals. Officials at Kathmandu Medical College said they were treating 16 survivors. An airline spokesman said that the U.S. Bangla Airlines flight BS-211 from Dhaka to Kathmandu was carrying 67 passengers and 4 crew members. Isha Sarai, VOA News.
U.S. President Donald Trump said Monday that he is waiting for the outcome of court cases before deciding whether to take action on raising the age to buy guns, but conceded there is little political support to do so. Hours after White House officials laid out gun law changes they want enacted in the wake of last month's deadly shooting at a Florida high school that left 17 dead, Mr. Trump said on Twitter that very strong improvement and strengthening of background checks will be fully backed. He said that bump stocks, which increase the rate of fire of some guns, will soon be out. In addition, he said highly trained expert teachers will be allowed to conceal carry, which means weapons in school and subject to state law. He says armed guards, okay, deterrent. One of the main Syrian rebel groups in the besieged eastern Ghouta area says it has reached an agreement with Russia to evacuate wounded people from the region on the outskirts of Damascus.
In a statement Monday, the Army of Islam said the agreement with the Russians was reached through the United Nations. It says the wounded will be evacuated in stages, but makes no mention if they are rebel fighters or civilians. Eastern Ghouta has been under a ferocious government offensive since February 18th, leaving more than 1,000 civilians dead. Bill Gallo, VOA News.
Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu repeatedly urged his feuding coalition partners Monday to remain in the government, despite speculation that he was seeking its collapse in a snap election to help him survive corruption allegations. The cabinet dispute centers on a long-standing fault line in Israeli society between those who serve in the military and those who receive a religious exemption. This has surfaced again over the framing of a bill that would extend such exemptions for ultra-Orthodox Jewish seminary students. Opposition politicians and at least one coalition partner have suggested that Netanyahu is not committed to resolving the issue and might actually prefer to let the government unravel. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.